Marianne Whalen, a retired pediatric neurologist, sent us a poem that refutes the argument poetry is too abstract to understand. She shows us the many faces of grieving in her poem called July 30th, 1995. Here is something I have learned, how grief is like the wind. Build your house as well as you are able. Go in, turn the lock behind you. It will seep beneath the bolted door, stirring old papers, turning the corner of some unanswered letter. Grief is drawn by unfinished things. Pull down the blinds against the gathering dark. It finds the windows out. Make a fire for warmth and light. Grief moves about the chimney, stirring the old ashes. Grief hitches a ride, coming in on the smoke that puffs into the room, or carried on the fragment of a tune, the scent of something earlier placed in memory. Then again, it waits in small things. The usual cup, distinguished from its fellows by a tiny chip, carried on the shoe the dog has found and brought, the hair and the brush, the stockinged present, stored against next Christmas. The little stain taken to be sanitized at the dry cleaners and returned with a tag, we couldn't get this out. Then again, like a jealous lover, fickle in attentions, but never letting you entirely go, cutting you off from reply as the other raises the glass, staying the hand, effacing the smile, or freezing it to grin. Grief has its politics too, which, as you might expect, are isolationist in nature. With time, the airs grief stirs in dissipate, regroup themselves, and move towards other poles, trying each pocket of the earth. Nothing too small, nothing too grand. Prince and pauper, in castle and hovel, feel the wind. Made of matter never lost, grief will return to you, particulate, inextricable from the fabric of your cloak, always moving, always about you. So here is what I have learned, that grief comes on the circling air, that it hides in small things, that it claims the right to capricious but perpetual violation, and that it is not more visible than the emperor's cloak to those who look on, not less real to those who wear it.